It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about that guap, that moolah. It's all about that green. And I'm not talking salad. Nowadays, there's this thought that, hey, you know what? It's all about money. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about your health. Don't worry about what's going on in your family, what's going on around you in the world. Just as long as you're making money, it's what it's all about, right? Wrong. Why? Why am I wrong? I'll tell you why. All right, so why do I say that it's not all about the money? And more than anything, I believe I am not necessarily the perfect person to talk about this, but definitely have some experience up my sleeve with money and not having it, lack of. Quick story. I was born into an immigrant family, youngest of four. That's right, I'm the baby, as they say. One brother, two sisters. And we didn't have a lot growing up. I remember days where I wouldn't have a full meal. And I'm not saying consecutive days either. I mean, there'd be some days where there wasn't anything to eat. So I had to improvise. What do I mean by improvise? Well, bread, Wonder Bread, more specifically, and sometimes generic bread, became my best friend at that point in time. Put ketchup. I make ketchup sandwiches, and I'd also make syrup sandwiches. Ghetto, you bet your sweet cheeks it's ghetto. But man, were those sandwiches filling and delicious. Not nutritious at all, but very filling and delicious. Just talking about it makes me want to try another one. Now that I'm older. Anyways. But now, that was when I was a child. When I was a teenager, my parents owned their own grocery store. And I would help out. I don't know why my voice is cracking so much. But anyways, I would help out every day. And sure enough, I was no longer in need of food or scrambling to find something to eat. My choices now consisted of, do I want to have fast food or do I want to go to a restaurant and eat a nice 3-course meal? Well, not to that extent, because I still lived in a small town, so there wasn't any restaurants around that served 3-course meals, unless I traveled 2 hours. Nevertheless, you get the point. Rags to riches type story. And so, that was very, well, if you can hear that, that's very loud Spanish music playing. There's this dude in an old Buick with his windows down, blaring music. He looks like my peoples, meaning Mexican. He looks like a cholo, though. Still my peoples. Anyways, so from the bottom to the top, so to speak. Rags to somewhat riches. And out of all this, I came to this realization, and I've had this kind of mentality imprinted on me because of my mother. And that mentality and that belief is this. When everybody, this goes for anybody and everybody, when you die, you're taking nothing with you. you're taking zero, zip, nada. For those of you who've ever heard of Dave Ramsey, he has this funny saying where he says, you never see a hearse being followed by a U-Haul. And so that saying, that idea was imprinted by my mom, and I really stuck to that belief, and I really started noticing on my own when I was able to think on my own and more abstractly. I started to look around and see, yeah, man, that's true. We're not taking anything when we die. And so what does that mean when it comes to money? And it boils down to this, that money is just like having a job, like having a vehicle, having a house, having the internet, having a cell phone, a smartphone. It all boils down to that. Everything, all of what I just mentioned, is a tool that is supposed to make our lives a little bit easier. Now, unfortunately, sometimes people can't handle having a whole lot of money. And that was the same story with my father. My dad couldn't handle having a lot of money. And that led to a lot of horrible, bad decisions in his life that pretty much split our family into two. Realistically, it turned it to him versus us. And it just wasn't a pretty sight. It wasn't a beautiful thing. Because I saw firsthand as well, not only what the positive things that money can do, but also the negative things that money can do. And so I'm trying to get to this point, which is, money isn't everything. Neither is family. I know that I've said this before, not on here specifically, but I thought that before. I thought, well, if money isn't everything, then family is, right? No, not necessarily. Family plays a big role as well. Family, I think, is second to the number one thing, which is God, Jesus. Having God in your life, having Jesus in your life, is number one above all things. And when I realized that, it absolutely blew my mind. I was just at awe of that idea, of that thought, and thinking, well, you know, the scriptures say, the Bible says that in all things, lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all things that you do, and He will guide your steps, which is really throughout the whole entire Bible. God just asks that of us. One of the things He asks of us is not only to believe in Him, but to trust in Him and just give it all to Him. Our worries, our cares, and all this and all that. And, you know, we always need to put our part and whatnot and not be lazy and just be like, oh yeah, I'm not going to do anything because God's got my back. I really don't know why my voice is cracking, but it is. But anyways, you can't just sit back and be lazy and think, oh yeah, I don't need to do anything because God's going to do everything for me. You gotta put in the work, you gotta put in the time. But in all things that you do, in all things that you are trying to accomplish, acknowledge God, and He will guide your paths. And that's something that I realized, and something that I wanted to share with y'all. Money isn't everything, y'all. God is. Family is second. Money is somewhere in the fifth or tenth spot. And so that leaves us to this. For any of you guys out there who are struggling with believing that what I just said is true, or in general are just struggling with your finances, your health, whatever it is, it's not an easy concept. It's definitely not easy to follow. Trust me, I just started believing 2.5 years ago in God again and in Jesus, and it hasn't been an easy journey, and never anywhere in the Bible or nobody ever told me that it was going to be easy. And I accept that 100% because that's how life is. Life isn't easy, and it's a beautiful thing, though. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know that nothing's ever handed to us, and it makes it that much worth it when things are placed on us, are bestowed upon us, where God blesses us in a way that he does give us that certain job, or he does give us a certain amount of income that we ask for, or he gives us not perfect health, but he gives us good health. He gives our relative good health. He takes care of people that we pray for and whatnot. It makes it that much more beautiful to know that, you know what, I serve a beautiful God. I serve a righteous God, and his name is Jesus. So for those of you who are out there listening to this struggling, it's not easy to say or do, because I know it's almost like, well, what is that going to do? You know, because I've had that struggle too of saying that, like, well, I'm saying it, but it's not doing anything, this and that and the other thing. But I have to say it because it's true, and I've witnessed it, and I've gone through it throughout my life, and nothing's more true or more peaceful than this, and that's trust in God. Trust in Jesus 100%. That's it.